Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Hey, happy New Year morning to you. If you're up and at 'em this morning, Sue's been keeping an eye on the roads for you. I don't know how much traffic is out there, but there is some rain. So just stay tuned and we'll get you any updates if anything happens here. We've been talking a lot about New Year's resolutions and what we're hoping to see legislatures and legislators accomplish in 2025. And obviously one of the big local stories in 2024 was the unfortunate passage of Amendment 3. We all did our best fighting against it, but really were overwhelmed and outspent by forces outside the state of Missouri that wanted abortion on demand up until birth. Very, very sad situation indeed. And we invited Brian Westbrook in with us from Coalition Life to talk a little bit more about maybe what 2025 will hold for us. Welcome in.
Well, it's an honor to be here and happy new year. I'm glad to, you know, kind of round out the year with you guys. It's going
to
be great.
Yeah. Happy new year to you. We talked about the fact that our disappointment on Amendment 3 passing goes beyond just the fact that it passed. It's the fact that our legislature did nothing the last two or three years to at least make that barrier more difficult to get over if you're going to change the Missouri Constitution.
Right. You know, as known as IP reform or initiative petition reform. And I know earlier this year, one of the big stories was obviously the fact that there was this initiative in Jefferson City to get IP reform on the ballot. But of course, that failed. And so, I mean, there are efforts, looking into 2025, that's one of the big priorities in Jefferson City to get IP reform passed. But are we going to do it with current leadership? I'm not quite sure. And so I think one of the big things we need to look forward to here early in 2025 is, you know, who's the Speaker of the House going to be? I know there's a big battle right now with Justin Sparks and whether or not, you know, he could be successful or not. Or could John Patterson continue to, you know, make this happen? I don't know, but I think that's one thing we really need to watch. But yeah, IP reform is really, really important, but it's also very difficult to get passed at the ballot box. You kind of have to ask the voters, hey, here in the city of St. Louis, give a little more control to people in, you know, Rolla or Cape Girardeau or something else. And so I think getting that passed through the ballot is also going to be difficult in 2025.
What could be done, though, as it relates specifically to Amendment 3? I know we've talked about how, like, we were talking to John Lamping earlier, and he was saying if we could get something on the ballot that said basically, I think his wording was, is an unborn baby a person or a human, something like that, that would in some way at least put some restrictions on it? Because didn't the judge just clear the way for Planned Parenthood to basically resume abortions here in the state?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, we need to talk about that. So the judge gave some preliminary injunctions, but was not able to, or didn't give all of the preliminary injunctions. The most important one is the licensing process. So the licensing process was not, they didn't get a preliminary injunction for that one. And so Planned Parenthood, basically, they went to Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else and complained and said, well, we didn't get everything we wanted. They removed all of the age restrictions. They removed sexist and racist abortions. So you can do an abortion on a black baby simply because they're black, or an abortion on a girl simply because they're a girl. I think that's ridiculous, right? But I think it's important for us to realize that the licensing process still is in place. And so abortions are not currently, to the best of our knowledge, happening in Missouri, or at least not legally speaking. I think it's important for us to watch that process and make sure that they get a license, or maybe denied their license, hopefully. But I think watch that process through 2025 and see where the judges go on that one. But I think on the ballot, I think it's we saw this happen with Clean or Cleaner Missouri. They wanted to give the districting rules to the single Democrat in in Jefferson City, the auditor at the time. That person has now been replaced. But they wanted to give this power to redistrict the entire state of Missouri to the single Democrat. And so Clean Missouri passed, but then they came back in with Cleaner Missouri and basically reversed it completely. And so I think we have an opportunity here. I mean, there was only a 1.6% margin on this thing. This wasn't something that, you know, people in Missouri really, really want abortion. I don't think that's the case. I think they were lied to with $30 million of lies. And now we're seeing that, you know, Planned Parenthood comes out with their lawsuit and they want abortions in all 9 months of pregnancy. They don't want doctors to have to do abortions. They don't want admitting privileges. They don't want informed consent. And so their lawsuit is really, I mean, that's our playbook, because they didn't say anything about miscarriage or ectopic pregnancies in their lawsuit. They didn't say that they cared about these types of things. They only cared about abortion. And so I think we can repeal and replace really quickly, assuming that our friends in Jefferson City have the guts to do that.
Yeah, they got to get on the ball and agree on something and move forward with it. It's a resolution to get it on the ballot is basically what we're talking about.
In the next general election, which I'm assuming would be August or November?
Yeah, August or November.
Right.
And so, I mean, they have to move quickly and move this forward. I'm hearing right now that their priority is more likely going to be IP reform versus Amendment 3. I'm not sure I'd take either one of those.
Yeah.
But one thing that we're doing through Coalition Life is actually looking at what can you do at the city level? And it's kind of a weird way to look at this whole thing, but there's something called the Comstock Act, which was in 1873, post-Civil War. There's actually a law on federal books right now that says you can't transport abortion-causing drugs or abortion-causing quote-unquote paraphernalia. And we're looking at the city levels and saying, can we allow local citizens to enforce these federal laws on the books? And a friend of mine through Sanctuary Cities for the Unborn has already passed this in 80 different cities throughout the United States. And we're currently working in Missouri to see if we can get these passed at the local level, which doesn't outlaw abortion, but it outlaws the transportation of the materials that then would cause abortions.
So it would limit it, essentially.
Actually,
substantially.
It's like having a knitting shop without yarn or needles.
Yarn.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And so it's like, you know, having an abortion facility without the materials to do abortions. Mm-hmm. And so this is currently federal law on the books. It's still on the books from 1873. Trump could enforce this nationwide on day one if he really wanted to. I don't think he will, but I think he could do this on day one if he really wanted to enforce the Comstock Act nationwide. And so what we're saying is that local individuals could file lawsuits related to this law and actually protect children one city at a time. So there's 960 cities in the state of Missouri. And, you know, some of them have 500 people in them, but we can do this one city at a time and not have to wait for our friends in Jefferson City.
Yeah. Brian, I know people go to your website, coalitionlife.org. They can read more about this. But one thing I appreciate the fact that you do is Amendment 3, we can talk about what we might be able to do next. In the meantime, there's a lot of other work to be done, right, in terms of encouraging women to seek adoption and other options.
Absolutely. There's 75 pregnancy centers in the state of Missouri, including our own at Coalition Life.
Right.
And we serve over 1,000 clients every single year through our pregnancy center. And it's a great work that we do. Our team is fantastic. We have 45 people on our staff, not to mention our 12,000 volunteers throughout the Midwest. And so I think it's important that we continue that work, regardless of what happens on, I'm here talking about a little bit of politics, right? But what we do every single day is we're on the ground talking to women who are going through these situations and problems. And so we want to be there with them through Coalition Life, the work that we do, and, of course, the 75 other pregnancy centers in the state of Missouri. I'd say get out there, support them. It's the end of year, of course. You know, send some donations that way, of course.
Sure.
But make sure you get involved and engaged in that work.
Yep. CoalitionLife.org is the website to find out more. Brian, thanks for all that you do, by the way, and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah. Great having you in.
It's a pleasure, and it's an honor to be here again.
Absolutely.
Get more at 971talk.com.